Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes, I am.
Are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm unaffiliated.
You're not affiliated to any... Sorry?
I'm not. That's what I...
Oh.
I never, when I registered, they didn't put me in any parties.
Oh, okay.
And
I did not,
in the past I've been Democrat. That's usually how I lean. But this time I'm kind of being unaffiliated.
Oh, okay. No
right
problem.
Now.
Thank you. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain. I'm just struggling on who I'm going to vote for right now.
Okay.
I've got the ballot right by me. I've got to fill out my dot and put it in the mailbox for the 5th. So,
okay.
Yeah. It's on my mind.
Okay, great. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I'm going to say in the right direction.
Okay.
I haven't been here long enough to really say either, but that's what it appears.
Okay, great. What is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek would view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, as having a lower quality of life?
I think a better quality of life.
Okay. In general, how will you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good from what I saw. I listened to one of the county school officials at a community meeting in December. So, good. I don't have any children, so it's hard for me to gauge that. So I'm going to say good.
Okay, great. How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar. I know there's some schools down the street.
Okay. Have you heard or read about anything about blueprint of Aurora Public School?
I know that the official that was at the meeting talked about the plans of expanding to some areas and pulling back in others when population decreases, and using buildings that are underused for other things, like shelters or things like that. Maybe medical facilities for the poor.
So you will say yes or no, or don't know?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. No problem.
Thank you. I didn't know if it was a yes or no.
No problem. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are too much high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I think way too high, but that's my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
Yes. I just received mine in the mail today.
Okay. While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problem? can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on another spending, and cannot afford this increase. It hurts household finances badly.
What was the first one?
Can afford this increase without. Okay.
Yeah, it's split into my mortgage payment.
Okay. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition household ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A small impact. It'll help.
A small impact, okay. If the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, will you vote yes or no on a $1 million bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating other schools to provide all our students with high-quality educational facilities, repurposing schools to provide a new real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more Aurora Public School students, and adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase students' access to mental health services throughout the district. Would you vote yes or no for this?
I vote yes.
Okay, great. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a 30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, will fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Will you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
Thank you. Following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Those against this Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy ballots might make, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new Aurora Public School bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially these big districts that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Will you agree or disagree?
I would agree.
Okay.
I know that's how it works.
Yeah. Lastly, here's some statement that supporters of the Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy bylaw issues might make, rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong or weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. These larger bond and teacher pay mill levy come with no tax increase.
Strongly I would vote for them, if that's
okay.
What we're asking.
Yes, is a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason.
Very strongly, because the children need to be educated.
Okay.
If we don't have enough funding for them. Anyway.
Sure.
You don't write that down. You just want the other answer, so that's it. So yeah.
No problem, but I like to hear what you're thinking. The bond will fund a skills training program called PTEC, a partnership with community college, Aurora Public Schools, and local employers that include specialized technology, training for today's skill jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships so students graduate ready to fill available jobs.
I like that.
Do you will say very strong reason to vote for this?
Very strongly, yeah. Yeah, okay. I moved from Utah and I moved here in September from Utah, and they did, when I was going to school, they really didn't have anything like that. But that was, you know, 40 years ago. So yeah, I don't think they have it really right now.
Okay.
So anyway.
You will say very strong.
Very
strong reason, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bond funding will allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education?
Very strongly.
Okay. Many Aurora public schools buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put up for years. Just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have good learning environments.
Oh, I strongly agree. They need to be up to, yes, that's what you're asking.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners?
Strongly agree.
Okay.
I think there would be less issues in society with doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay. Continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on school and classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat, okay. With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. Doing school renovations and replacement, making buildings energy efficient, save taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduces the street carbon emissions footprint?
Strongly agree.
Very strong. Okay. The best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market and keeping our schools in good shape?
I strongly agree.
Great. This investment in Aurora public schools will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values.
Strongly agree.
This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state.
Somewhat agree.
Yes. Thank you. Finally, having heard all this information, will you vote yes or no on the following Aurora Public Schools November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase?
Yes, because of the lack of that statement.
Okay. A $30 million levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgrade technology, and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax. Will you vote yes or no for this one?
Yes, I would vote for that.
Great. Just because I had me to read this question, what is your gender? Sorry.
A male.
Thank you. What is your age, from 18 to 39, 40 to 54, or 55 to 64?
The 54 to whatever.
40 to 54?
Yeah, I'm 53,
Okay. That's okay. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
Nope. I'm Caucasian.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be either African American or Black?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I do not.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
Own. And what county do you live in?
Arapahoe,
thank you. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
No, I do not.
No, okay. Thank you. We're done with the service. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great evening and take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh.